Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
You are so cute.
If you need someone who can provide insight into a decision you need to make about a job, would you be reluctant to ask them? If you had a friend who could provide you legal insider training information about the financial markets or your personal finances, would you ask him? If you had a brother who knew how to help you in a specific situation with your spouse or children, would you ask him? If the matter you needed advice on was embarrassing because of mistakes you made in the past, would you still ask for help? If you knew this person, friend or brother, would never talk or gossip about your circumstances and would always give you the right answer, would you ask them? Well, you got it. You have a friend and a brother who can give you the right advice that you need in every circumstance, situation, or problem you'll ever face. In fact, he has the answer to every question you can even imagine.
Here are three scriptures to ponder. First, Proverbs 18:13. Proverbs 18, verse 13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." Here's the Brother Harold translation of that verse. It's a sin to make a decision in ignorance when all the facts are available. And isn't that the truth? And second, Proverbs 18:24. Matter of fact, Proverbs 18 is a pretty good chapter. There are several good chapters. Matter of fact, probably all 31 of them. But anyway, just getting carried away. Proverbs 18, verse 24 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." You know, there is one family where there will never be any feuds or fighting unless you're the one starting it. Hallelujah. We'll go on from that one. James 1:5, it gives us an open invitation. I'm reading it in the Classic Amplified. "If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him." I like that, honey, without fault-finding. You know, the Lord doesn't say to you, "Well, that was a stupid question."
It's true.
No, he is open and ready for us to come to him. He knows everything anyway.
That's true.
Now, with the instruction of the Holy Spirit, we're going to read James 1:6, also in the Classic Amplified. James 1:6 says, "Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting." I'm going to stop there and say, come before the Lord and just go, "Lord, we just need to talk." "For the one who wavers, hesitates, doubts is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind." You know, it says only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. We don't need to doubt that God will answer us.
That's right.
If we come before him. It says, "For the one who wavers and hesitates and doubts is like the billowing surge out at the sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind." So the point being is that may be the way that we would approach human people, but God, we can have faith in him.
That's right.
So here's the question. Go ahead.
If you need a decision of any kind, why in the world would you ask anybody else before asking God? It's sad to say there are way too many believers who will take a full financial disclosure statement listing everything they own and possess to a banker whom they don't know, seeking a loan, but would never discuss their personal finances with God or their man or woman of God whom they do know. Now, I can hear somebody saying, "Yes, but my pastor is a good person, but just doesn't understand the world's economic system." if I had to choose between a prophet who understands the word system or someone who doesn't have a clue, it's an easy choice. I'm going to listen to the prophet. God, now listen, please hear this. God does provide. Godly men and women help us. But far too many Christians don't think God will speak to them, or else they won't. Well, I just don't want to spend the time it takes to get an answer.
And sometimes it does take some time.
And let me say this. There are really good bankers. But the point is, that's not who you go to first. That's really the major point.
Bring on the word. In Jeremiah 32, verse 17, it says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." Wow. Wow, wow. I put God in remembrance of that one. You know, when I say the God of the universe has the ability to speak to us if we believe he will, if in our prayer time God directs us to someone else, well, then we know that they can help us. But it's not sanitary, I always say, to put words in God's mouth, or as I sometimes say to my husband. But the enemy may have the ability to put thoughts in your mind, and that is true. But they're designed to bring confusion. If you're in confusion, you need to be saying, "Where is the enemy speaking to me?" If you're in confusion, you don't want problems, you need to spend time with God until you have his peace on the subject, sometimes no matter how long it takes. Let's say you've got a choice. Then you can get God's opinion for the opinion of someone who has a title at a financial institution. Who are you going to choose? Or more importantly, who are you going to trust? Here's another question. Do you think that if it comes to it, the banker is going to lean on the side that benefits you, or perhaps the bank? The banker is going to be loyal to the bank, so it's only natural that even unintentionally, this person would put the bank's interest above yours. That's his job or her job.
Bottom line. Yep, there is a bottom line in there, right? Just say, ask God. Say that out loud. Ask God. That's the key. In fact, you might say this. God is my closest advisor and friend. He always gives me the best advice. I will always ask him about every decision I need to make.
Amen. In James 4, verse 2, this is the New Living Translation, it says, "Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it."
There are many things that could be written about the scriptures in this teaching, but our special assignment today is to provoke your thinking, to stir your spirit, for you to ask God for his wisdom in every decision you make. Your Heavenly Father is a perfect financial advisor. When he talks, you need to be listening. His counsel on investments, never wrong. His counsel on any and everything, always right. Just think about it. God is offering you the only kind of insider trading that's legal and 100% accurate. The enemy of your soul, the nemesis of your success, the would-be destroyer of your destiny, will do everything with his hellish powers to keep you from getting the inside information you need to make the right decisions. But the answers are right. Well, they're right there and available to each of us.
And don't let the enemy talk you out of. Let me put it this way. God is really willing and able to listen, but sometimes we don't think that we're worth it, or we don't think that he's going to talk to us. Don't let the enemy, look, the Lord is no respecter of persons. He's promised to be there for you. He said he would never leave you or forsake you. So you need to just have the confidence of knowing that when you put it before the Lord and wait for him to answer. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 in the Message Bible, it says it this way. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. See, that's what we tend to do. It says, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track.
You know, honey, there's never an acceptable excuse for any believer not knowing what to do or which way to go when we have inside information that's available to us. If we try to figure things out on our own, to solve our problems by ourselves, then we don't need God. Only one of us, only one of you, let me put it that way, only one of you will be working on and through the problem, situation, or attack. It's either you or God. As the verse says, you must listen for God's voice in everything you do. The reason we listen for his voice is because he's the one that'll keep us on track.
That's true. And one more scripture in Isaiah 48:17. Isaiah 48:17, it says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go.
Strong word. Not only should we quit worrying and listen for his voice, but we need to realize he's the only one who will teach us to profit in our entrepreneurial enterprises. According to Strong's Concordance, the word profit is the Hebrew word H3276, and it means gain, benefit, profit. So be encouraged when you follow his divine direction. He will sustain you through every attack. He even calls you to gain benefit, profit from the attacks of the enemy.
Wow.
But the key is to follow his direction. We must understand and obey those words found in Isaiah 48:17. Honey, can you read it in the Message Bible?
Yep, again. Here it says, I am God, your God, who teaches you how to live right and well. I show you what to do, where to go. The key is when we ask, he'll show us the way. I want to share James 1:5 again. This in the New Living Translation. It says, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father who loves to help. You'll get help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it.
God, you're a God, the omnipotent one, loves to help. If you ask, you'll get his help every time, and he will never indicate that you've asked a dumb question.
That's right.
The only dumb decision is asking God for his advice. And here's the good thing. His office hours, 24/7.
Wow.
And you never need an appointment.
I love it.
Think about it. Well, go to heraldhearing.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, click the button that says sow a seed and ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.